You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
More than a million New Zealanders are affected by some sort of disability, and for those Kiwis, leading a normal life can be a struggle. Work, transports or technology can become major obstacles to overcome, which is why Access Alliance, a gathering of 12 disabled people's organisations, is calling on party leaders to support the creation of an Accessibility Act via an open letter which will be handed to Disability Minister Carmel Cipollone on February 1st. I asked Anya Kelly-Costello, a New Zealand Paralympian and member of the Access Alliance, to tell me a bit more about the Accessibility Act.
The Access Matters campaign is a group of 12 disability organisations coming together along with New Zealanders from all walks of life, urging our government to introduce a strong legal foundation for accessibility in the form of an Accessibility Act, because we currently don't have one in New Zealand. We would really like to see accessibility become a priority, so the legislation is about setting a timeline to make sure accessibility, you know, stays in an important position on the sort of priority lists of business owners and educators and employers and, you know, architects and everyone. And it's also about making sure it is easy to enforce, and one way of doing that would be to create an independent sort of monitoring body as well, so that it doesn't just always come back to individuals to advocate for themselves, but that there's actually an enforcement mechanism there.
I don't know if our listeners who don't have disabilities realise what kind of struggle disabled people face on a daily basis, and I was wondering if you could give me maybe a few examples of those obstacles that you experience on your daily life.
What happens a lot of the time is that as disabled people, we're so keen to get on with our regular lives. We really want to kind of just be treated as people, that sometimes it's not actually obvious from the outside, just the emotional weight of actually having to kind of face and, you know, get around barriers so regularly. So, for example, the most obvious one is probably the physical accessibility side of things. So, you know, if you're in a wheelchair and a building doesn't have a lift and only has stairs, there's a physical access barrier there. There's also barriers for people with all sorts of other disabilities as well. So, for example, people with autism can often have kind of sensory overload if they are in an event or a place that's really crowded, really noisy, lots and lots of stuff going on, and it's pretty much impossible to escape unless you actually want to leave the whole place. Whereas just having a room off to the side, which is a quiet space, could really help to alleviate that. And so, you know, there is a lot that you don't see as well. In my case, I'm blind, and let's pick an example of website accessibility, for example. So sometimes the screen reading technology, so the synthesized speech that I use, websites are not designed to be accessible with that. And so when I need to be able to find something to click on the website, instead of telling me, you know, maybe what an image is of with alt text or what a button does, it might just say button to me. So yeah, lots of different examples and lots of different disabilities, but you know, we can all have a disability at some point in our lives, so this is relevant to everyone.
And there's also, like you said, a lot of things that people don't necessarily think about that turn out to be quite important in a disabled person's life, like what you mentioned about technology. Obviously we don't really think about this, but that could be quite tricky for people. So yeah. I guess there's a wide range of things that can be done to make people's lives better.
Yeah, and Andy, I think as well, I mean, it's been great for me as a disabled person getting more awareness of barriers that other people with other disabilities face, because, for example, I wasn't aware until a few years ago that flashy lights, strobe lights, can be a real trigger for people with epilepsy, for example, and that so often, you know, if you're in production or something like that, watching a show, and you're not aware like what could be happening, that, you know, organisers of those sorts of events need to be conscious of that, or that, for example, people who are deaf, if you're in a building and a fire alarm goes off and there is no flashing like version of the fire alarm or like a visual representation of that, that could be a, you know, a real hazard if there are no people around to tell the deaf person that the fire alarm's going off. So yeah, a whole bunch of stuff.
You mentioned also in the open letter that it gets even harder for older people. How come? I mean, how so? Can you develop on that?
The thing is that a lot of people actually, they develop disabilities later in life. So they may not consider themselves to have a disability when they're younger. But, you know, as you get older, the chance that you will have a disability increases dramatically. If memory serves, the last New Zealand Disability Survey said that 3 in 5, 59% of people 65 years and older have a disability. So like, that's more than half of us. And the average age in the Blind Foundation of members is 82 years old. In order to make things easier in terms of transitioning into having a disability for older people, what would be really great is to be able to raise awareness among service providers and business owners, employers to a certain extent as well, as we're working, you know, older and older, of how important access to jobs and to health services and to all these different aspects really is.
The Accessibility Act also is advocating for minimum enforceable standards. What would those standards be? Is it really just sort of like, it's not just guidelines, I guess, but yeah, standards, minimum things that employers or not just employers, I guess, a lot of institutions would have to align with?
The enforceability thing is really important because at the moment, the way our legislation works, we don't actually have enforceable standards in most areas. There's like some provisions under the building code and stuff, but what we would really like to see is consultations where businesses and people with disabilities and government and everyone comes together to say, okay, so accessibility is too important to be optional, you know, like we need to really think about what we can all do together and enforce together to make sure that individuals, that people with disabilities are not sort of advocating to remove barriers one at a time, that we don't have to, you know, take every complaint we have as one individual that's really a systemic issue and sort of try and advocate on it as an individual just to get something that ideally would be systemic change. For example, we would really, I know in the blindness community, but it would be useful for a lot of other groups as well, would love to see audio announcements on all buses across the country. And at the moment, the way that we need to go about doing that is basically involves legal advocacy with different local level transport organisations, which is, you know, ideally we'd be having, I reckon, a national conversation about these things.
So you don't have to go for every town to see the local transport provider and advocate for this, but it would be done nationally.
Yeah, and the onus is not on you as an individual as well, because the reason, basically I think one of the main things with our employment legislation that's a problem at the moment is that if, let's say, just for an example, we continue with that reasonable accommodation example and an employer decides that it's too difficult to provide things or everything you need in, you know, an electronic sort of text-based, like a Word file format for you, if you complain that they've discriminated against you, you as the individual actually have to prove that that discrimination took place rather than the employer proving that they couldn't have avoided it. The onus really does fall on, you know, us as people with disabilities. Yeah. And so, yeah, we'd really like to change that. And in line, that would be in line with Australia, for example. They have it the other way around over there. And other countries have disability-specific legislation as well. You know, the US, UK, Australia, Canada's working on it. And so we're falling behind in that regard too.
I was just wanted to finish on asking you if there had been, according to you, any positive change in recent years.
Yes, a few things have been really great. To give a little bit of context, New Zealand has signed up to a UN convention, which is on the rights of persons with disabilities. That's the reporting procedures in terms of our progress in implementing that have been fairly robust in terms of working across government and across civil society branches that are basically representing disabled people, so disabled people's organisations. And also we have a New Zealand Disability Strategy and Action Plans as well. And so they're basically about sort of a roadmap, if you like, for government agencies to see how they might best help people with disabilities. And the aspect that I would emphasise there is that now we are seeing a lot more collaboration between government and disabled people's organisations in writing, especially the the latest action plan and the latest strategy to an extent as well. That collaborative aspect, you know, co-creating the action plan with representatives of disabled people's organisations and government around the table, that's really positive, and we'd like to see that environment, you know, continue with creating the legislation as well.
Just one final word about the open letter for our listeners if they want to sign up.
Yes, at the moment we are about to meet with the Minister for Disability Issues, Kamal Cipollone, on Thursday. One of the things that we're going to do in that meeting is present her with an open letter that calls for accessibility legislation and this strong legal foundation that we've been talking about. So it would be great if you can take 30 seconds to sign that. If you go to Access Alliance, so accessalliance.org.nz, and if you click on Take Action, you'll find it there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.